Doing God's Will and Warning the Lost, August 17. As the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill doing service, as to the Lord, and not to men. Last night a scene was presented before me. I may never feel free to reveal all of it, but I will reveal a little. It seemed that an immense ball of fire came down upon the world, and crushed large houses. From place to place rose the cry, "The Lord has come! The Lord has come!" Many were unprepared to meet him, but a few were saying, "Praise the Lord!" "Why are you praising the Lord?" inquired those upon whom was coming sudden destruction. "Because we now see what we have been looking for. If you believed that these things were coming, why did you not tell us?" was the terrible response. "We did not know about these things. Why did you leave us in ignorance? Again and again you have seen us, why did you not become acquainted with us, and tell us of the judgment to come, and that we must serve God, lest we perish? Now we are lost." Every church member is to train the intellect, in order that he may gain a clear understanding of the will of God concerning him. Everyone is to educate the voice, that he may communicate a knowledge of the Scriptures to those who are in ignorance. May God help us to stand, like Daniel, in our lot and place during the days of probation that remain. Parents, teach your children regarding the things that are coming upon the earth, and lead them to prepare to meet their Lord in peace. Gain a knowledge of the Scriptures. Do not fill the head with the nonsense of novels. Brain nerve power is required by those who desire to comprehend the truth so clearly that they can teach it intelligently to others. We have none too much brain power. Never can we afford to use tobacco, or alcoholic liquors, or any other injurious substance, for we must strive to keep our minds clear for the work of saving souls. The Lord is pleased with those who manifest fervent earnestness in His service. It is the privilege of everyone to cultivate faithfully every God-given power. In that glad day, the ransomed ones will exclaim, "Worthy, worthy, is the Lamb that was slain, and lives again, a triumphant conqueror." What joy the worker will then feel in going to those to whom he has spoken with trembling and in fearfulness, those to whom he has opened the Scriptures and with whom he has prayed, thus balancing their souls on the right side. All his providences will then be made plain.